Jeffrey. Jeffrey Schreck, what's your song?
Oh, good. A song in our camp books. Actually, it's one of the very important ones in our camp books because it's the camp theme song, Holiness Unto the Lord. 44.
Sometimes at home, we sing loud when we or shout, sing it, shout it loud. And what do you have to do with long? You have to hold it, right? Long, and the kids like to do that. So we'll try it. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. To hear them do it, and I like to do it with them. It's not just the kids. Now, how was it way back at the beginning, 1946, when we acquired this property? I don't know if there's anyone who was here when we acquired this property. I heard Sister Ruth Collis say she was here the first summer, and I guess that's the only one. And many of us weren't even on the earth yet in 1946, I guess most of us, right? But some of us were. And it was during those days that we were so thankful, or they were so thankful, for the place that the Lord gave them, and they determined that it should be a place that was just for Him. That it, well, He had provided it for them in such a wonderful way that they said, this is the Lord's doing. And this is His camp. It's such a wonderful place, isn't it? Still is. And they through the ministers that we had at that time, the Lord challenged us, spoke to us that we ought to endeavor to keep the place holiness unto the Lord. As we know, that's a phrase from the Bible. Yes. Holiness unto the Lord. And you say, how can a place be holiness unto the Lord? Well, in the Old Testament, the pots and the pans were holiness unto the Lord. It just means they were separated unto Him. They were for holy uses. And of course, we believe that this place is His, as we said, and meant to be used for His glory and devoted to His praise. But of course, the place isn't going to be holiness unto the Lord unless the people determine to live lives that are holiness unto the Lord and be separated unto Him. So this has been the challenge and the call to us throughout all the years. And we've been consistently reminded that we are to walk before the Lord and live unto His praise. And so that's how this theme came to be. Right at the beginning, right at the very beginning, we were told that this place was to be kept holiness unto the Lord. And the Lord, through His servants, told us then that as we would endeavor to please Him, He would smile upon us and manifest His presence here. And certainly, any effort like that is imperfect at best. But I believe that throughout the years there have been many who have faithfully endeavored to walk before God and please Him, seek His face here, and live unto His praise. And we thank the Lord for keeping this before us and for manifesting His glorious presence here on these grounds and in our meetings and in our hearts. And oh, may He ever keep that in all of our hearts, both here and wherever we go. And we're looking for a great day, as we're singing about in this last verse. We're waiting the bridegroom's returning. Let's sing it.
Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's return.
The Lord. Now, Brother Phil, you have one.
Sure.
46. Oh, we just have to turn the page. 46. And for this one, we're going to stand. Arise, my soul, arise.
In my behalf appear.
Be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you for this morning and for the opportunity that you give us to come together in your name. And we thank you that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, for you have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. You have forgiven us and cleansed us from our sins, Lord. And you have come to dwell within our hearts, and you inspire the worship and the praise in the Holy Ghost, Lord. We know it all flows from your mighty love. And we thank you that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, even this day, by the Holy Ghost given unto us. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, and worship you this precious morning. Thank you for this beautiful day. Our hearts rejoice in your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.